Okay, let's do today in Twitter. I don't think we have an open for this or anything.
Kempspin.
But it's not Kempspin, and it's not Hey So or But So, or our new Metal Bats. It is today in Twitter, because we have to label everything. And today's today in Twitter.
How's it going on Twitter?
That's not a bad one.
We've got plenty.
So there's a apparently Deion Sanders Jr., who is some kind of a football player of some regard.
He was, right? He was an SMU kickoff returner.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I think so. He was a prime prep, I think, and maybe predated prime prep.
Marcus High School, I think.
Okay, there you go. He had a brief stint with the SMU football team, and don't think it went particularly well.
Well, right now he's on Twitter, and apparently he's trying to make a little money, and he's selling some kind of a shirt. I don't know what it is. That's not the focus here. He's selling
some t-shirts.
Is it
called, like, Well-Off Society or something? It kind of has a Dez feel to it, right?
Well, it's welloff.luxury/collections/something.
There you go.
Yeah. And you can use this special code for 20% off the T-shirts. So that's interesting society to be trying to make more money, like you're so well off, yet.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyway, that's not my focus of today in Twitter. But it started with a Deion Sanders Jr. tweet. What followed that was what apparently is Quincy Carter responding to the tweet. And he says, "What up, dog? This is Quincy. Give me a call." And then he puts a phone number down. And I got some off-air P1 DMing in Twitter.
I know.
And one dude told me that he responded to, like, they texted back and forth with Quincy Carter, and he thinks it's really Quincy Carter. So I guess the only way to find out is to call that number. Can we do that from the studio?
Okay.
Jake and I are out of studio.
Okay.
But let's dial up. Did you get the number I sent you?
Yeah, I got it.
So this is supposedly Quincy Carter's number.
And does he intend for this to be public?
Now, would he pick up?
I think he's probably in the pickup half.
Because do you think society. A lot of people are seeing this on Twitter and hitting him up? We're going to get voicemail.
Hello?
Right? Hello, may I speak to Quincy,
Hello?
Please? Quincy?
Who's calling? Yeah, who's calling?
Hey, this is Dan McDowell and Jake Kemp. We are at the Ticket in Dallas radio station, and we're actually calling you live on the air right now because we saw your response to... We saw you responding to... was it Deion Sanders Jr. the other day?
What do you mean?
I saw you on Twitter hitting him up, and you gave your phone number on Twitter, right?
Oh, wow. I didn't think he would be talking. Listen, what's funny is that I just actually took control of my Twitter. So someone warned me of what I had just done. And they let me know that, yeah, I just gave the world my telephone. Am I live right now? What's going on?
Yeah. We're live on the radio.
Yep.
I'm Dan.
Get out of here. You can't do that. Is this legal?
Dude, if you say you don't want to be on the radio, we'll just say goodbye. But we're big fans. We're Cowboy fans, of course. We've lived here for a long time, and we just saw, hey, Quincy put his number out there. Let's call it. You know, we're
sheltered in place,
dude. We're quarantined. Are you quarantined somewhere?
Yes, I am. I'm sitting here quarantined watching a movie you called me, but. But, man, hey, this is weird, but man, I'll go ahead and go along with it. This is a first for me. But, yeah, well, I'm just being lazy watching a little TV. Yeah, but one of my buddies told me, he said, when I put my number out there, because I'm just not learning how to do my Twitter. Actually, I had a buddy of mine doing it, and I kind of wanted to take over it a little bit. And you see what I get when I try to take over things.
Well, that's because you're an old man, right? People can't handle these things that the
I know, boy. And listen, I'm gonna hand it right back over to him too.
So I understand that. I heard you got on Twitter just like because you were marking your days of sobriety, and that seems awesome. That seems like a great thing.
8 years now, I guess since 07. 07, 08, me and Hollywood, you know, we got together, man. And so, I've had my good times. You know, I've put together some good time, and then there's times where, you know, I revert back to my old ways, thinking about the things of my past, maybe, or just, you know, dealing with life situations and not really, you know, going about it the right way. You know, then also another thing I would say is that, you know, I've kind of let my guard down on sobriety. And what I mean by that is, I stopped going to meetings. I stopped doing the little things that were helping me along the way when I did have my stints of sobriety, man. So, you know, I really can't say, you know, and I can honestly say this, man, because I really look myself in the mirror these days. More than ever, you know, is that that I've really sold out to the program, man, and I'm living it, you know, and it's, you know, it's something that, you know, it's not hard, you know, to be honest with you, man, but you got to make sure this is first and foremost, and you got to do it every day, and you got to live it every day, man. So I'm actually in the Austin area now, so I live here in Austin, getting a little bit closer to Hollywood and everything, but it's going good, it's going good.
Quincy Carter joining us here as we're both sheltering in place. Bad radio, Quincy Carter. You're training young quarterbacks, right? Is that something that you thought you'd be doing late in life?
You know something? I honestly went to college to be a coach. You know, unfortunately, I'm not with a school right now. And I say unfortunately because I'm kind of checking out some schools and or what have you. But yeah, I got my own quarterback training. You know, I've been putting on various camps across the country here and just continuously building on that. You know, I got a lot of kids down south in the valley. I got a few in Dallas, some kids in Georgia. Just kind of connected with some kids in Florida with a buddy of mine, Baylor Trujillo. Yeah, but just getting around, getting to these kids, man, doing a lot of camps and putting the bug in their ear, anything that can help them, man, and really just showing them, you know, how to play the quarterback position, though. But I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Dude, I'm sure you'll never forget this, but the most surreal day I've ever had at training camp was the day that you got released. Just we walked out to the tennis courts, and it was just such a weird. What was that day like for you? Was that obviously a you probably don't forget it either, do you?
Oh, heck no, I haven't. But listen, let's go back. I want to go back to this because I'm having a moment here, and that's why I kind of laugh. Because do you remember when I actually called the ticket one time and
yes.
I just, like, exactly, I just absolutely lost it. First of all, I want to apologize. Of course, you know that I was alcohol-induced, and so I will go ahead and admit that. But I want to apologize because that's not indicative of who I really am. I was upset about the whole procedures. We don't have to play that out, but what we can play out is that my part in it was failing a drug test, and the actions of the Cowboys were, you know, allowed through my actions. So, you know, when you do things that's not right, then things happen to you. You know, I think out so much, and I'm not at all trying to defend myself. I just think I was so upset about the process it was done in. And then I wasn't mature at the time either, man. I was still upset. But, you know, the person I wasn't looking at was myself. And I really wasn't taking a good hard look at myself and what damage I had caused. So, man, I want to apologize to you guys, man. But, of course, man, I remember that day. You know, I never forget. As a matter of fact, I've got a son who lives in Dallas whose actual birthday is August 4th. So that day was stick with me for the rest of my life, man. But, yeah, of course, those wasn't good times. But I tell you what, man, it's really got me to a point right now where I can look at it. I can, you know, really go out and, use this as a platform and teach other kids that, you know, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you can't, you know, do the right things in your personal life, man, you know, bad things happen to you. So, you know, I couldn't understand it then. Now what are we looking at? 15 years later, hey, you know, I got a whole different perspective on it, man. So, I do want to apologize for that day, though, man. I really do.
Not necessary, but thanks. But so I don't want to I don't want to kick it negative. Okay, so clearly that would be a poor day in your memory. But best memory as a Cowboy, your best memory I can think of a couple of them, but what do you got?
Man, you know something? I keep going back to the game really wasn't significant. It was significant for me because it was my birthday, but the pass to Antonio Bryant, you know, not in the Giants game, but the one on my birthday against the Carolina Panthers. I think it was, well, it had to be October, Jesus. Well, it was on October 13th, but it was, I think it was my second year, though. It wasn't my first year, it was my second year against the Panthers that year. So I would say that game there was probably my most favorite just because it was my birthday. But probably the most significant, to be honest with you, that I really had was probably beating the Giants. Up there on Monday night, you know, we had just lost to the Falcons, and I know how big that was for Bill to go back up there and beat the Giants. And I think we followed up by beating the Jets the next week. So yeah, I would have to say the Carolina Panthers game, but those other two Giants and Jets victories were pretty big for not only myself, but for Bill, I know.
And the Carolina one was big, not only because it was a game winner, but because that was also Jerry's birthday, right?
Exactly. Yep. And I'm reminded of that. It's so funny, dude. I've got a lot of memories that I cannot even escape if I wanted to from the Cowboys. The August 4th thing, which is my son's birthday, and then my birthday being on Jerry's same birthday, too. So I guess it was a match made in heaven, I guess you could say that.
Well, dude, I'm really glad you picked up, and I hope you wouldn't mind if we can we keep in touch during the quarantine and just see how you're doing?
Heck yeah. But listen, let's be fair about this now. Give me a little shout before you call next time. And I usually don't
I'll text you next time. It was kind of like a Twitter thing, and we saw it, and we were like, could that really be his number? And I got one of our listeners texted or DM'd me and said, yeah, I texted back and forth with him, and he said, try and get Deion Jr. to call him. So
and he gave me away. And text me all the Twitter rules, too.
Yeah,
we'll help you out. We'll give you a heads up next time before we quarantine, buddy, with Quincy.
But dude, it's really great to hear that you're doing well. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it, man.
Hope you handle this quarantine well. And let's keep in touch. We'll talk down the road, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, buddy. Well, let me get back to my Irishman. This is a pretty good movie.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You might want to delete that tweet real quick, too.
Yeah, delete the tweet. Delete the tweet. Oh, wait. Did Deion Jr. ever?
Didn't. He haven't got in touch with me, but make sure you tweet him and tell him.
I will.
This is the real Quincy, and we spoke to him, too. And then I keep working on how to work Twitter.
All right, man.
Okay, buddy.
I'll see you.
Take care, man. All right.
Quincy!
Oh, damn. We should have played that for him. See if he remembered Carolyn Price.
It's 250. This is the ticket.
That worked.
This is.